Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 479.
On Now You Know. So I thought I'd show you a little video, Jesse, of Austin, Texas from the other day. It's actually a historic video.
Oh, that's nice. It looks like a nice day in Austin. And oh, here's a couple new Model Ys. That's awesome. So was there like a historic battle reenactment or something? I mean, wait, what did it say on that black Model Y?
Robotaxi.
Wait, there's no driver.
That's right. This is one of the first Model Y robotaxis spotted without a driver. This, I believe, is the first video of a Tesla robotaxi with no driver filmed on Congress Street in Austin on Tuesday.
And Elon said, beautifully simple design.
Stuart Zuckerman asked, what software version do these cars have? Is it the same version as what we're using on Hardware 4 cars, or is it a newer version that will be available to us soon?
And Elon said, it's a new version of software, but will merge to main branch soon. We have a more advanced model in Alpha stage that has roughly four times the params, but still requires a lot of polishing. That's probably ready for deploy in a few months.
Elon went on to say, talking about other automakers, that they keep being told that this isn't real or that just buying some hardware from NVIDIA will solve it. As Tesla robotaxis become widespread and their other solutions don't work, they will naturally turn to us.
And he went on to say, the streets will change very rapidly. Autonomous cars will be very common throughout the world in 2 to 3 years.
Holmar's Catalog asked, does the robotaxi software have the three times larger model compared to 13.2.9, or will we just get the four times parameters later this year?
And Elon said roughly 4.5 times increase in parameters should be ready for wide release later this year. Super frugal use of memory bandwidth, caching exactly what is needed, and squeezing microseconds out of everything are needed to maintain the frame rate. And the whole system needs to be retrained.
Elon said these are unmodified Tesla cars coming straight from the factory, meaning that every Tesla coming out of our factories is capable of unsupervised self-driving.
Confucius, I didn't know he was on X.
Yeah.
He said, at the pace they're pushing, full self-driving will be 100 times better than Lewis Hamilton at driving around a racetrack.
Elon said Tesla AI autopilot could probably beat the best human around a racetrack already. Eventually, it really won't be a contest at all. Human reflexes cannot match machines. And we're actually going to be talking more about this on Patreon bonus stories today. Then Elon posted this on Wednesday.
Ooh. Tesla posted robot emoji, taxi emoji. I wonder what that could mean.
It's almost as good as the logo. Yeah.
And then Aiden Guajardo posted robotaxi at night.
Check this out. He got video of a robotaxi driving around. So these are the roads in Austin where the robotaxi so far has been spotted. And this is according to Bloomberg and some other people who have been like posting on X. So if you're looking, like I know Farzad was, for a ride, I think South Congress is probably your best bet. But of course, everyone is asking about when are the first public rides going to be available. But first, Elon posted, Austin seems to be way better than LA for the robotaxi launch. LOL.
I wonder why that could be.
Owen Sparks asked what we're all wondering. When do the first public rides start? We're all drooling over that one tiny clip from today, LOL.
And Elon said, tentatively, June 22nd. We are being super paranoid about safety, so the date could shift. First Tesla that drives itself from factory end of line all the way to the customer house is June 28th.
And you know what June 28th is? Doge Designer said, the first Tesla to drive itself from factory to a customer's home is scheduled for June 28th, which is exactly 69 days after 420. Just Elon things.
And Elon posted the winky emoji. Was that intentional? I don't think that was intentional. I think it's, you know, irony is the most likely outcome.
So you've probably seen the headlines. Tesla sales in Europe just dropped nearly 50%.
And of course, the media is quick to blame Elon's politics and the rise of cheaper EVs from China.
This story has been dominating news feeds everywhere, with nearly 300 articles reporting on it.
But here's what most of you didn't see. Tesla shares rise after Musk says he backs his companies 24/7.
Just a day later, Tesla shares rose after Elon announced he's returning 24/7. But only 13 articles covered this.
Markets react fast, but public opinion That sticks. On purpose.
The media knows making Elon look bad gets way more clicks than balanced reporting. And if that's happening with someone as high profile as him, just think about everything else we're not being told.
That's why we keep partnering with Ground News, the only app and website that won't tell you what to think.
Instead, they pull news from around the world on today's most important stories, break down each reporting source's bias and credibility, and let you decide what facts are worth your attention.
Go to ground.news/NYK to check out their different interest feeds and find the stories we discuss on our channel or their dedicated blind spot feed for other important stories either side of the spectrum is ignoring.
Ground News was actually created by a former NASA engineer who saw a bigger problem with people only seeing one side of the story, something we know our viewers care a lot about too.
So we got you 40% off the same Vantage plan we've been using. That's just $5 a month for unlimited access to a much better version of your current news feeds.
Just go to ground.news/NYK or scan the QR code.
If you care about the truth in tech, Tesla, and where Elon is taking us next, then trust us, this app should already be on your phone.
So I guess Elon posted a mea culpa. He posted, "I regret some of my posts about President Trump last week. They went too far."
And of course, the one that we're talking about is where he accused Trump of being on the Epstein list.
Yeah. A bunch of reporters asked the press secretary if that was enough of an apology. And she seemed to be like, he's kind of past it. So I don't know, maybe with some time, maybe this will patch itself up. I think this is important for us Tesla folks, because regardless of politics, we would like Elon and the president to be friends enough so that the federal government doesn't slow him down with SpaceX and autonomous robotaxis and so forth.
And I mean, you do have to remember like the things that Donald Trump was saying about like Ted Cruz four-ish years ago.
Or even J.D. Vance.
Right. It is unfortunate because Elon does have some real qualms with the president and spending. It's just a question of whether it was handled too non-constructively.
So Tesla launched the Tesla Vision Contest.
What's the Tesla Vision Contest? I might win. I've got great vision.
Okay.
2020.
Remember back in, how many years ago was it? Like 2017 when we made our Tesla commercial?
Project Love Day commercial.
Okay. You wouldn't power the lights in your home with a gas engine. Why would you? All right, ready? You wouldn't power your electric guitar with a gas engine. Why would you? You wouldn't power your car with a gas engine. Why would you? So the Tesla Vision Contest is another fan submission contest where anyone can submit a 90-second or less video showcasing how Tesla enhances their lives with more freedom, safety, fun, convenience. Videos will be judged on originality, creativity, relevance, and entertainment value.
So what do you win?
The grand prize winner receives a Model Y and an all-expense-paid private tour of Giga Texas. Second and third place winners get the same tour.
And how do you enter?
To enter, upload your video to YouTube, share a viewable URL, do a bunch of other things. You can find out all the details on Tesla's Tesla Vision Contest webpage. See that for all the details.
Now, are we gonna do another commercial?
I don't know. We put so much work into that first one, and then ones that I thought were a little lamer like got more attention. So I don't know. Plus, well, I don't really want to win a Model Y.
I don't want to take that away from somebody else.
Exactly.
I mean, we are professional YouTubers after all.
Exactly.
So good, you guys. Hey, we're not gonna do it. So you go do it.
Tesla's Megapack team at the Megafactory in Lathrop, California, just announced the completion of Tesla's 15,000th Megapack 2XL the other day.
Wow, 15,000 Megapacks. How much storage is that?
A lot.
That is 58 gigawatt hours of storage so far.
And that number is going to grow fast now that Megafactory Shanghai is online. Zach and I are so excited to announce the launch of our newest YouTube channel, Now We Build.
Our first video dropped today, so we'd love it if you could go check it out and subscribe to help launch our channel.
In our first video, we transform a wall in our shop from pretty ugly to really awesome using recycled pallets.
We plan on bringing you all kinds of fun and informative videos there about welding and solar and battery projects, EV conversions, and more.
We'll put the link to Now We Build in the show notes down below, so you can go check that out once you're watching today's news.
Hello, it's pretty easy to find. It's youtube.com/@nowwebuild.
Sick.
And now let's get that subscriber number up to 1,000, shall we?
Yeah, come on.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free select DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt tool with purchase of a select battery kit. Plus, get a free Werner 2-foot aluminum ladder when you buy an 8-foot fiberglass ladder. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
All right, time for some SpaceX news.
All right, so what are we looking at here?
This is Space Launch Complex 37, SLC 37, at Cape Canaveral Space Force Station in Florida.
And that looks like a Delta IV rocket launch pad.
Very good. Yeah, SpaceX has been given preliminary permission from the federal government to begin dismantling that and removing those Delta IV structures. And as Elon posted, important Starship launch site.
Oh, so this is going to be one of the two East Coast launch sites for Starship. So they're going to build two launch towers.
Correct. SpaceX is just waiting on final evaluations and the review from the U.S. Air Force and the Defense Department, but these two could be operational next year.
So SpaceX will have six Starship launch sites, two in Florida, two in Texas, and two in California.
Yep. And just to give you some sense of scale, there's Starbase on the left, and here is SLC 37 on the right.
So SpaceX is going to have even more room at SLC 37.
Yes.
Nice. We got to come up with a better name. I can't keep saying SLC 37. I keep saying 73.
Starship East.
Starship East. So Starlink just hit their 6 millionth subscriber in 140 countries.
Now, a year ago in May, Starlink had half that number. And by the way, the world has 3 billion people with no internet access.
So they got a lot more customers that they can add.
Yes.
I was on my stargazing app the other day. It's called Stellarium. You can get it for free. And if you zoom in on Stellarium, you'll see Starlink satellites all the time.
That's cool.
I mean, you don't really get to see them in the sky because they're not that reflective, but it's just neat to know that they're just freaking everywhere.
All right, it's time for Going Green. And Jesse Pelton said, people who think that EVs are going to break the grid know absolutely nothing about how grids work. We've known EVs are good for the grid for over a century. They improve load factor, amortizing fixed costs over more units of energy. EVs make electricity cheaper. So this is from a newspaper from 1912 showing that even electric cars back then helped the grid, and vehicles are usually charged late at night. No additional investment in central station apparatus would be necessary. They improved the general load factor about 13%. That's over a century old. This has been confirmed, though, by recent research, for example, from a 2021 MIT study in Cell Reports by Jessica Transit, confirming that strategic EV charging can optimize grid capacity. And just remember, EVs are large mobile batteries.
Even the U.S. Energy Information Agency in 2023 showed data that excess overnight capacity could charge 200 million EVs today.
So next time someone at the water cooler is like, yeah, EVs are bad, it's going to ruin the grid, tell them it's not true and you can pull out these facts.
Because again, they're charging at night most of the time.
All right, time for our Patreon bonus stories. Head on over to Patreon, support us for as little as a buck a month, and I don't know how much longer that's going to last, and you can get all of our bonus stories every week. We'll see you there. All right, we're back from our Patreon bonus stories. It's time for Elon's X's of the Week. And J.D. Vance's fan page news said Elon Musk lost 25% of his fortune, approximately $113 billion, while leading efforts to streamlining the U.S. government. Are you willing to give Elon Musk a heartfelt thank you?
And Elon said, worth it.
Wow. The last time I lost $113 billion, I wasn't sure it was worth it.
I woke up. I went,
Elon posted, Tesla has by far the most advanced real-world AI. No one else is even close. Join us at Tesla AI.
And Yuntun Tsai said, sometimes I'm still pondering on the fact that Tesla, a car company, would decide to create its own brain 6 years ago, not for playing games, but to solve the hardest holy grail in human history. Full autonomy. Still sounds crazy even today.
Reed Van Genbeek posted, the red area and the combined blue area have the same number of murders per year.
And Elon said, you can grok it yourself. And Grok agreed with him.
Sir Doge of the Coin said, just watched U.S. Legacy News on the TV for the first time. Holy f***, man.
And Elon laughed.
I honestly get that same feeling when I occasionally like watch CNN. I'm like what the hell
I'm
is
like
this?
In a hotel lobby. I'm like, what the?
I usually turn around and I'm like, does everyone see this? Like, what is this? Alexander Christensen said, it's ridiculous how they have robo-taxis in Austin without any driver, yet my Tesla here in Sweden is not even allowed to change lanes on the highway without me confirming with the turn signal.
Elon said, waiting for Dutch authorities and then the EU to approve. Very frustrating and hurts the safety of people in Europe, as driving with advanced autopilot on results in 4 times fewer injuries. Please ask your governing authorities to accelerate making Tesla safer in Europe. But, you know, everybody knows that physics works differently in Sweden. That's why they didn't do it.
Jesse Pelton posted, I don't understand how anybody can look at this and think solar isn't real energy. The sun is about 99.9% of the mass of the solar system.
And Elon said, so obvious.
Yeah, that's us down there. Chad Hurley said, we are doomed with AI because we are a mimic species. You ding-dongs can't think for yourselves. Whoever controls the model controls the ding-dongs.
Elon says, we are all ding-dongs. Now I just want to
ding-dong.
Hostess Ding Dong, it's a cake, it's a candy, it's 2 taste treats in one.
Look out!
All right, it's time for community mail time. Remember to send in your photos and videos and stuff to us at hello@nowyouknowchannel.com.
Community mail time.
What do we got, Jess?
Lou spotted this self-driving car in Austin, Texas.
That's a VW ID Buzz.
Lou said that there was someone in the driver's seat, but he didn't think that they were driving. It's called self-driving vehicle. I mean, obviously, it's got a whole thing on top, so I guess this is Volkswagen's thing. I forget if they partnered with a company that's going to do it
for
them.
Go for a ride and send us more video of this. This is cool. Thank you, Lou. Reminette spotted this new Model Y in Cebu City in the Philippines. That's a cool license plate.
Steven spotted this Fisker Ocean in Denver, and he said he's not sure how it's still running.
Maybe it's just parked there.
Just drive it really carefully.
And Tom spotted a white wrapped Cybertruck, so he knew the rules and parked right next to it with his Cybertruck.
It just reminds me of the meme with Mike Tyson with the two pigeons, and he goes, now give. You know, yeah.
All right, it's time for the EV tip of the week. And to counter President Trump's planned birthday parade and the U.S. Army's 250th anniversary, the same groups that brought you the Tesla takedown protests are also planning on hundreds of protests across the U.S. this weekend. So our EV tip is to be really careful this weekend, especially when charging.
What many of us EV owners forget is that while our cars are charging, you can't just drive them away. They're too smart.
It's been sold to us as a feature, and I get it. I probably would have broken my fair share of charging cables by forgetting I was plugged in and driving away. But if you're charging and a crazy person decides to focus their craziness on you, then you're stuck there unless you want to get out of your car and unplug.
And that's why Zach and I both use the EVject breakaway connector, which you can get right now from EVject.com.
See something dangerous about to happen to you?
From the safety of inside your Tesla, you just hit the stop charging button, pop the car into drive, and you can drive away.
No other product in the world lets you do that. And the reason we haven't been talking about this more in the past few months is that EVject was busy working on their breakaway connector too, which is now UL listed.
It is now in stock and ready to ship. We highly recommend you get one.
The best part is that for a limited time, if you use our code NYK at checkout, you will get 20% off.
So go to evject.com and stay alert and safe this weekend.
We're going to talk more about it on Patreon bonus stories. Thank you for joining us today, everybody.
We'll see you guys on Sunday.
Now you know.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.